Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Hello.
Very good afternoon. Ray Foley in and out. JP's over there.
Hi.
I will come back to your flags, actually. Cork flags. Where'd you get your flags? Helen's looking for flags. Where'd you get your flag? Do you rob flag? I generally would just rob a flag. That's what I do. I'm a flag thief. And as I say, it's a victimless crime. It's like taking someone's pen. Or if you're in a hotel room and there's a pen and a pad there, you're like, I'm going to steal that pen and I'm going to steal the little notepad with it as well.
Yeah, but that's technically, I mean, they've set that aside. They've got, they've factored that into their hotel budget. I think an average punter,
I don't think there's a hotel in the land that doesn't mind me taking the 37-inch big screen TV off the wall and putting it in.
So you're going to scale someone's home, get in the bedroom window and steal a flag and say, that's a victimless crime.
It's a victimless crime.
Okay.
It's a victimless... Actually, let me come back to the flags. This is the... I was reading the story. It's in a few places. It was in a few places this morning. Graziano Di Prima, the Strictly dancer. He was one of the pros on Strictly Come Dancing on the BBC. Now, there was another fellow. There was Giovanni, wasn't there? And he was... There was an investigation into allegations of bullying on Strictly by basically, like, the celebrity, the star, the Dancing with the Star star. Amanda Abington was the actress. And she said, the story goes, she wasn't taking it. She was fighting with him constantly with her coach and she walked and there was a big investigation. Your man suspended or left the show. And then there's another one then, a second dancer suspended or quit the show, Graziano Di Prima. He was dancing with Zara McDermott from Love Island. Let me get my dancing guy on the line.
I mean, I hope it's not Graziano, is it?
I'm going to pipe straight through to Italy right now. I'm going to talk to Graziano.
Okay.
No, there's only one person I know who's got the dance moves and the chops to speak to me on this. It's the one and only Mairead Ronan.
Oh, I like her.
Hello, Ray Foley. Welcome back from your holidays.
Thanks, babes. Can you hear me now? I've got Mairead on the FaceTime, so I want to make sure you can hear me and I can hear you. There's no delay or echo.
It's like we're in the same room together.
Isn't this lovely? I like this. This is FaceTime. This is the future now. This is how the... Because apparently the kids, when they're talking to each other, it's all like a video. It's like Zoom.
That's it. That's what they do. They don't put the ear. They don't put the phone up to their ears anymore. They just look at it.
Would you have known Zara McDermott? I know her, Zara McDermott, from...
Yeah. Love Island?
Kind of from Love Island, but it's actually most of the way her career is spun off with your man, Sam. He's like her fiancé or boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and they seem to have a pretty funny dynamic. Were they rowing last week or the last couple of weeks? It's from that kind of thing.
I don't think they were getting on, but they're still together, and they're very good online together. She's about 2 million followers on Instagram alone, and she's also a documentary maker now too. So she's, you'd think that... If anything was going wrong in her life during Strictly, that she would have reported it to the bosses in BBC. But she said she didn't. She was actually afraid to. And she thought that maybe this was just kind of the norm. It's tough. It's grueling. You know, you've only a week to learn a dance. And that this is, although she wasn't enjoying it, she just was kind of confused about it.
I think she's stunning, right? And she seems to be kind of funny and cool as well, and obviously beautiful. And then she was on, it was a couple of years ago she was on Strictly, and then he has since been suspended following an investigation of the other fella, Giovanni.
Yeah.
This guy's gone off Strictly now. He's since put out a statement, sort of wishy-washy enough, sort of not fully committing to an apology. But
he said he deeply regrets the events that led to his own departure. This is your man Graziano Di Prima, who danced with Zara. That's what he said. He deeply regrets the events that led to his own departure.
Mm.
But I don't know if there was an apology in there somewhere.
Well,
it's regrets.
The alarming thing is, he's the 30-year-old. He was fired by the BBC following claims that he hit, spat at, and kicked Zara during the rehearsals. And there are videos.
Yeah.
There was a video then. Here, I've got a bit of the video, actually. This is Graziano tells Zara to trust him. This is Good Morning Britain was playing this morning, following your man being sacked. Have a listen.
We're going to do our best. And I love the fact that she want to learn. She was like, even while we were recording or while we were on studio, she was like, can we use this corner? Can you show me the steps again? I want to learn properly. I'm like, Perfect.
Well, do you know what? I think the more rehearsal time, the better. This is a competition at the end of the day.
It's always a competition for the pros.
So you know what it is. For us, it's an opportunity every week to do our best. You know, let the partner shine so we can shine as well.
I think I'm in safe hands. I think
you
I'm
are,
very safe
trust
hands.
Me. You are. And I said to her, like, first thing, enjoy and face, and then the steps come after. So I'm going to help you with that.
And the whole thing, it was all positive. Those interviews, you do those interviews when you were on Dancing with the Stars. That's sort of like on set, how are you getting on sort of thing.
Yeah, of course, I did loads of those. I have to say, my time on Dancing with the Stars was the total opposite to what poor Zara McDermott has been put through on Strictly. And for that, I think when I went in and signed the dotted line, the contract for Dancing with the Stars, I had my little tiny baby with me at the time, Bonnie, who's now nearly six. She was about 2 months old. And I said to them, please put me with somebody nice, because I knew the rehearsals were going to be grueling. I had zero fitness. I have never danced before. So the one thing I wanted to do was enjoy it, like what he has said, enjoy this. And so they said, no, we will. We'll put you with someone nice. I ended up with John Nolan, and I had the time of my life. Sorry for using an old dance song there, but I did have the time of my life. And what made it so nice for me was John. Because, you know, if you've no dance experience, like I didn't, or I'm sure you don't, Ray, if you ever did the show.
I beg your pardon. Yeah, go on.
I've seen you at a few Christmas parties. But you're starting from nothing. And each dance has different rules. So I remember doing different dances with John. I remember week 4, Contemporary Ballroom, which is probably the most difficult dance that you're going to be given in the run. And it was a Wednesday night. It was 7 o'clock. I was still in the rehearsal studio with John, and I was crying my eyes out going, I'm never going to know this. And instead of him giving out to me, which he never did, instead of him saying, pull yourself together, get up and let's go for another hour, he said, go home and sleep, and I guarantee you tomorrow all will be okay. And if it's not, we'll rejig the whole dance. We'll simplify it.
Okay, and all right. I've got a couple of things. Well, reading this whole story about it being intimidating and scary and intense and grueling. Right. Well, you mentioned when you signed on the dotted line. I want to ask you about when you got that phone call and when you decided to do it, right? Because it is a joyous format. It's a joyous show. It's positive. It's amazing. And that type of thing of, I was saying it earlier to JP, that like, if you got the phone call, and obviously it's not your world, you know, we come from a different world, dance and other, you know, but at the same time, it's like, it's a chance to do something different. It's a chance to learn another skill. And it's a chance to, in my case, lose a few pounds. And it's like, this would be a bit of crack. But I wouldn't be giving it my all. I wouldn't be going to win. I'd be going to enjoy myself. Because at this stage of life, it's like, this is an experience that I want to enjoy. And I think the stars that sign up for this, including the BBC one, they're doing it for like, this will be a bit of crack. I give my C-plus or my B-minus performance, but I'm not going to throw myself into it. I'm not going to kill myself for this.
You think that, Ray, but once you have 4 weeks rehearsals before the first live show, and you have 4 weeks to learn that first dance. So your first dance is always kind of decent, and then your next dance, you've 1 week to learn it, and you come up to speed fairly quickly, and then you're enjoying yourself so much that you don't want to leave the show. So you think you're going in giving it like a C+, but you're enjoying it so much. Well, this is my experience and the people I danced with in series 3 of Dance with the Stars, that no one wants to go home. So because it's so fun, and that's the way it's supposed to be, it just doesn't sound like it's been that way across the water in the BBC for the Strictly contestants.
But there is, a lot of them come from, and including the Irish one, they come from a competitive background, right? I mean, this is their world. This is their actual world. This is what they do. They've been bred to win since they were children, and they're in it to compete. I'd be interested, and I know there's a lot of cross-pollination between all of the Dancing With Us and the Dance With The Stars and the whatever, with the Strictly, that there's like, there's dancers might end be on the BBC one, they might be on the RT one, they might be on the Australian one, they might be in the American one or whatever, and they mix it up as they go around the world. But the question is, how does it work? Like, why is it so intense? Like, is it just that these lads want to win, which is a thing, or is there a financial bit of it where, all right, you stay in another week, you get more, or you win the glitter ball, you get a bonus? Is it like, does that make it more intense for them?
No, it doesn't work like that. I think it's just exposure for them. So the longer they're in it, you know, everyone, they become a household name themselves, and I think that's what's in it for them. But it's their background, their world. They have been competing, like you said, probably from the age of 4, and dance world is is tough, whatever dance you're in, whether that's, you know, ballet or gymnastics or, you know, all kind of dancing is tough. You know, uh-huh. There's lots and lots of hours that have gone into it. Lots of competitions through their whole lives. They want to be British champion, Latin champion, whatever. They've done all that. So they want to, I suppose they want to show themselves in a great light. And the way they can do that is by their dance partner, the non-dancer, must look good too. Yeah. And so, you know, their background has been years and years of tough hours of dancing and rehearsal. So they want you to do the same.
You got lucky with John then. Well,
I did. Oh my God, I did.
You're obviously obligated to say they're all lovely. I would have loved to have gotten any of them. But like,
actually, I wouldn't have liked all of them. I actually only really wanted John.
Really?
I did. Well, I just felt like, you know, I was so tired because I had just had a baby. I was still breastfeeding. Sorry, too much information there. But like, I was exhausted. I was completely out of shape. I had no fitness. And I was doing it for the reasons you said, Ray. Like, I was like, okay, maybe this will help me put my body back together. This will be something totally different. I feel a bit kind of leggings and sweatshirty, and now I'm going to go sequence and spray tan every week. So, and my husband was like, you love that show so much. Why would you turn this down? Go do it. Yeah. And so, I mean, I didn't ask for John, but I did say, give me someone nice. And I was hinting, because I really enjoyed watching John the previous years, just watching it myself every Sunday night. And John, his sister had just had a baby, and I knew that. So I knew he will understand that I am going to be so tired so often. He was very kind. But also, I have to say, the production were on top of that as well. They were constantly asking people, how are you doing? Are you okay? Do you need a break?
Well, this is where this Zara McDermott thing appeared to have come from. Because in Zara's statement that she made online, she has said something along the lines of, it wasn't me saying this. It wasn't me making this complaint. It had initially apparently come from members of the people who had been on set or on the scene on the rehearsal floor, and then people that worked in the production, and then it came out in the course of the investigation. It wasn't necessarily the case that she was all of a sudden jumping on the bandwagon and making a complaint about her pro-partner.
Yeah, and that part of the story, I think, is a lesson to all of us, because like you've mentioned there, a few people saw some of these incidents and knew at the time when they witnessed them that they were very wrong, but they didn't speak up either at the time. And I think, you know, if you see something in a work environment or a school environment or a college or a TV show, I think it's important, if you see it and you feel that it's wrong, I think you should say it to someone in power. You should say it to a boss of some sort, because at least you've done that, you know?
But you see what they're
going to do now? They're going to put in a chaperone, staff chaperones in all rehearsals from here on in. So the next series of Strictly Come Dancing, if you go and you'll do your rehearsals, there will be someone there, like a production runner or an assistant, who will be sitting in on. It's very good, because I think that's great. It'll protect the non-dancers. I also think it will protect the pro dancers. You know, there lots of them are very, very nice. I mean, this is, you don't want the whole show, BBC show, to be tarnished with a few bad apples, as people say.
Well, there's that thing. But
they can be protected too from people who might be a bit diva-esque. And also, it's going to put an end to the Strictly curse.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Oh, well, if there's a chef, there's a third goose in the gooseberry in the bed, there'll be no chance to shift. Well, that's the thing. And there is no, like I say, if those reports are true about hitting, spitting, and kicking, of course, awful, there's no defence for that. But then, they're all, Zara included, in pursuit of the win. And Zara's thinking, well, this is how you win, or this is how, because she's not exposed to any other dance partner. This is her only experience of that competition. She thinks, oh, this is just how it's done. And it's only after the fact you realise this is not acceptable, this isn't cool. And it's good that they're putting changes in place. Worth noting as well, none of that went on, or at least in your experience.
God, And just, Ray, if you ever get a call,
from Shinawil, I'm going to ask for John. I've learned the lesson. I'm going to ask. He's going to be seeing John dance, and we're going to.
John is gone
together.
Now. John has moved on. He's too busy with exquisite dance. His dance school. Too busy.
Forget it then. I'm not doing it. I'm going to once again, for like the fifth year in a row, I'll just turn them down.
Turn them down,
babes. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Stunning,
stunning as always. Are you off for the summer? Are you enjoying yourself? What are you doing? What are you up to? Where's your podcast?
It's Typical Irish summer. I was out this morning in my rain jacket in Waterford, but it doesn't matter. Waterford is beautiful. It's as beautiful as you, Ray. It's roasted.
It's roasted. It's warm and it's overcast, like myself. Mairead and Jenny, the podcast. You get it where you get your podcasts, correct?
We are. It is Jenny and Mairead now, and you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.
Cheers, babes. I was going to do the plug, I needed to get the plug in.
Thank you.
Mairead, run, darling, fabulous, darling.
Ray.
Yeah.
Ray.
Yeah.
Before I go.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey. Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.